Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 on 1600 ESPN. This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
Thursday. How you doing? It's Spencer on Sports here on 1600 ESPN, a power hour edition of the show. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've got half a show today. So let's try to do a whole show in 1 hour. I think we could do it. We've done it before. We'll do it again. Taking it up till 5 tonight, bringing you special coverage of Iowa State women's hoops at 5 tonight, the pregame show. All along the Cyclone Network, it's Iowa State, Arizona State in the Big 12 Women's Basketball Tournament. Pregame show starts at 5, tip-off just past 5:30. We've got the action for you coming up after the program is done here today on 1600 ESPN, Eastern Iowa's home for sports. Spencer Wagon hanging out for, like I said, an hour. Got 1 hour to get through today, and that's the week for me. In case you missed the programming announcement earlier in the week, I'm off tomorrow. So you'll get Freddie and Harry from ESPN Radio, an extra hour of the guys tomorrow between 4 and 5. If the Cyclones win tonight, they play tomorrow the exact same time. So it'll be a 5 o'clock pregame, 5:30 tip-off. If they don't win tonight, they lose to Arizona State, you'll get ESPN Radio till 6 for your Friday evening. That's just how things have shook out this week, but that programming reminder for you. So hour today, I'll be off tomorrow, back to a full show on Monday. And we really get into the madness that is March in the next couple of weeks, that is for sure. 319-366-1600, that is the text line open for you here with the next hour or so, taking up till 5, like I said, here on 1600 ESPN. Basically, going to turn the hour into three big things here. We've got three topics, three stories we can get to, preview some hoops action going on tonight. Big one tonight in Iowa City, Hawkeyes and the Michigan Wolverines. We'll hear a little bit from both Ben McCollum and Dusty May in the next half hour. Take a look at what else is happening around the conference tournament side of things. Arch Madness just tipping off. The Drake Bulldogs in action to lead things off down in St. Louis for the Missouri Valley Men's Conference Tournament. Get you updates there. Look at what's happening in the Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament. No real surprises today. It's been a chalky afternoon in Indy. The higher-seeded teams advancing in the Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament. Had an upset in the Big 12 today. Talk about that here momentarily. Hear from Bill Fenley, also Ben Jacobson before 5 o'clock. And then some NFL news to get to. The Bears shipping DJ Moore to the Buffalo Bills in a trade earlier today. We'll get some thoughts on that from the folks at ESPN Radio. So that's the program. That's the plan here for today. Do have one last chance for you to enter in our text to win giveaway, a pair of tickets to see stand-up comedian Bert Kreischer and his Permission to Party World Tour. That's coming to Cedar Rapids on the 15th of this month. Get you that text to win opportunity before the end of the show as well. Again, 319-366-1600. Let's start the hour off. Start the power hour off, I should say. With this, like we normally do each every afternoon.
What's happening?
Big news. This just in.
This is really important.
Wow, that is really, really big.
It's our three big things starting up the conversation here on 1600 ESPN, Eastern Iowa's home for sports. 319-366-1600 if you want to join in on the conversation today. So much to get to. Lots of hoops talk here in the one and only hour we have together. So let's fire things up with
number one.
Hawkeye hoops tonight, Iowa and Michigan from Carver Hawkeye Arena. 7 o'clock tip-off on Peacock this evening as the Hawkeyes welcome in the number three ranked team in the country, a Michigan team that is among the best in not just the Big Ten, they are the best in the Big Ten by three full games over their arch rival Michigan State, but definitely one of the best teams in the country. Michigan playing for that and likely going to be a one seed coming up on Selection Sunday. Iowa still with some seeding to play for, not just in the NCAA tournament, but also trying to maneuver their way into a double bye still in the Big Ten men's basketball tournament in Chicago next week. That's them and Ohio State. Ohio State last night doing what Iowa couldn't and winning against Penn State. The Buckeyes They've got Indiana coming up while Iowa finishes here with Michigan tonight, and then, of course, Nebraska on Sunday afternoon to close out the regular season. So work cut out for them. Need a little help from the Hoosiers. We talked about that yesterday with the coach, Kevin Lehman, on our Off the Glass segment here on the program. But no question, we knew this from the moment the season started, right? And maybe not that far back, but as the season progressed, you saw this Michigan game coming up, and just the way Michigan had been playing all season long, you're like, yeah, that's going to be one of the toughest tests of the season. And it's coming tonight, 7 o'clock, like I said, at Carver Hawkeye Arena, senior night inside Carver, as the Hawkeyes prepare to send off a group of seniors that, well, their stay was pretty short in Iowa City, but you look at the contributions that players like Bennett Sturts made, certainly will be, remembered for just how he played in his one and only season, kind of akin to Lucy Olson last year for the Iowa women, Mark Gronowski this past year for football. Plenty of highs, some lows to it, but Bennett Sturts certainly a difference maker for this team. And as we know, the straw that stirs the drink for this Iowa men's basketball team. So they are not where they are right now, a 20-win team and on the cusp of an NCAA tournament berth without him. So he'll sorely be missed. We heard from him yesterday as he starts to wind down his senior season, his college basketball career, and looks forward to the NBA, a likely first-round pick. Mock drafts still have him in the teens in the upcoming NBA draft in June. We'll see how that all, of course, shakes out, but likely going to be a NBA player, and certainly his time in Iowa City, albeit a very short time, will be remembered fondly by most out there. So the task at hand, of course, is cooling off a red-hot Michigan team, a Michigan team that has a lot sewed up. They won the Big Ten, I almost said national championship. You can't win the national championship in the Big Ten. I mean, you can win the national championship as a Big Ten team. I meant to say the Big Ten regular season championship, but my brain went to, they won the Big Ten national championship. I don't know where that came from. They won the Big Ten regular season championship with that win over Illinois this past weekend. But, even with stuff sewed up, they want to make sure that they check off some boxes, check off some mile markers on their own kind of history level. So finishing the season strong for them, of course, looking ahead for them, they've got Michigan State. So take care of business against Iowa, get the senior day effect against your arch rival this time around at Ann Arbor. Try to complete the season sweep there. Plenty of motivation for the number three team in the country, and a team that, they lost to Duke a couple weeks ago, but in the Big Ten, just that one loss to Wisconsin, and they've won 13 straight Big Ten games since losing to the Badgers by 3 on their home court at the Chrysler Center in Ann Arbor back on January 10th. Michigan, their only other loss, like I said, back on the 21st of February against Duke. So losing to a really good Wisconsin team, that was certainly a surprise, because it's hard to go into Ann Arbor and win, especially against this Michigan team. But then you have, of course, the loss to Duke, which may be a little less surprising just because Duke is, again, just like Michigan, one of the best teams in the country. So two losses on the season for this Wolverines team. Certainly one of the best teams, top to bottom, one of the best coaches in college basketball right now, too, in Dusty May. Did take kind of a depth hit with L.J. Kaysen, their backup point guard, tearing his ACL within the past week. So certainly going to be interesting to see how they respond to that in their final two games here, plus their stretch run here going into the Big Ten tournament and going into, of course, the NCAA basketball tournament, where they're going to be number one seed, and a lot of people projecting them, at least on their short list right now, myself included, of teams that can win the national championship. So Hawkeyes aware of their challenge, aware of the challenge coming to Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight, and trying to rebound after that bad loss. Of course, losing to Penn State 71-69 could come with a cost, of course, prove costly when it comes to seeding for the Big Ten tournament, even the NCAA tournament, depending on what happens here around them. But it's an opportunity, as Ben McCollum talked about with reporters earlier this week, to bounce back from a rough loss to the last place team in the conference and try to knock off the first place team in the Big Ten and do it on senior night at Carver.
I didn't think it was for a complete lack of effort. Just watching back on film, I thought we probably played at about 95%. And unfortunately, our level of we've got good talent, you know, but our level of talent doesn't allow us to do that. Like you can't make some of those mistakes.
Yeah, it's Ben McCollum right there as we talked about Michigan 17-1 in the Big Ten. Wolverines already sealing up the regular season title for the Big Ten. They'll have a huge advantage, of course, along the front line against the Hawkeyes, who are going to be undersized in this matchup against Michigan. And Ben McCollum talked a little bit about that matchup, trying to go up against some of the top talent in the conference tonight as they come into their home arena.
Yeah, I think it's even more important that they're really skilled. You know, those bigs are really skilled. And they've got a great, you know, they did a great job. Their staff did a great job of building a really good roster. They've got, you know, obviously Mara and Morez and Yaxel, and those guys are huge. And then their guards are good too.
As you heard him mention some names there, listing off some guys for the Wolverines, Yaxel Lendeborg, the key transfers, one of the key transfers. He was at UAB within the last year or so, transferring up to Michigan. 14 points, 7 rebounds, shoots just under 50% from the floor. Merez Johnson averages 13 points, grabs about 7 rebounds per game. Ade Mara with 11 points and just under 7 rebounds. Also has close to 3 blocks in the country. He's 3 blocks average on the season. He's 4th in the nation. So really, really good front court there. And then, of course, Elliot Cadeau, their top point guard, averaging about 10 points and 5 assists. He's made 48 threes on the season. So a really good offensive team. They've scored 90-plus points 11 times. They've scored over 100 7 times. And their defense is really good, too. They're limiting opponents to about 68, 69 points a game. So it's going to be a tough challenge for this Iowa team that, as we've seen, the offense has gotten stuck. And when it's not Bennett Sturts having a career night, who's going to be that second, third, fourth option? That challenge is going to be an even bigger test tonight against this Michigan team that has plenty of talent, like I mentioned. Lendeborg, Johnson, Ade Mara. They're averaging better than 39 points and about 21.5 rebounds per game when you total up all those numbers I gave you just a minute ago. So big test tonight for this Iowa team.
What challenges? Probably the same that it presents for everybody else. That's why they've, you know, haven't lost a lot of games. You know, I think the juice, the energy, Merez's energy is absolutely through the roof. His leadership ability, just when you watch him on film, is elite. And then obviously they've got such good skill and length around him.
McCollum saying one last clip from Ben McCollum before we hear from Dusty May here. McCollum saying in order to have a chance at success tonight, especially in games that come down to the wire, McCollum saying his team needs to get better in their half-court defense at crunch time and try to do that tonight against really talented Michigan team.
There's a few things that we're going to adjust and try to improve on. But I don't know that you can totally do that by the end of the season, because you don't want to also reinvent the wheel. Because at the points in the season, we were pretty elite defensively, and our scheme is fine, our X's and O's. It's just a few things that get us, and then once they start picking at that, then they keep picking at us.
319-366-1600. Ben McCollum there talking about his team as Hawkeyes get set to face off with Michigan tonight. I want to know your thoughts on the game. Is an upset brewing, or is this a Michigan romp? 319-366-1600. If you want to weigh in on the text line here this afternoon in our Power Hour edition of the program. Let's hear from Dusty May. I mentioned the backup point guard Kaysen for Michigan tearing his ACL within the past week in a win. Obviously not great for Michigan, regardless of whether they won or lost. But losing a key depth piece, someone who's been able to step in and kind of stem the tide when Elliot Cadeau has been struggling for this Michigan team, Dusty May was asked, okay, so what do you do? It's not like you're all of a sudden a bad team without your backup point guard, but having someone who's shown that they can come in and be kind of an elixir, if you will, to get the team back on track, kind of steadying force. Maybe elixir is not the word to use there, which is where my brain went. Apologies there, but steadying force when you need it. Having that not be available to you off the bench, being someone else, maybe a group of players have to step up. And Dusty May was asked about that earlier this week. Okay, what's next for this team as you try to get by with the loss of a key rotation piece for this Wolverine squad?
This will force Elliott to be, I guess, much more solid with his defensive decision-making when it comes to fouling, and he doesn't have that insurance policy anymore named LJ behind him, because LJ came in and carried the load several games for our group, and so that's not there anymore. But this is a great opportunity for Roddy and Trey and Namari to play more. And those guys are really good players. And our rotation's been nine, I think, is too deep. I mean, that's playing too many guys if you want to optimize everyone. But we felt like we had nine guys that deserved to play that gave us a different element. And there was any of those nine that we felt like we could cut out of the rotation because of how good they are. So we look at this as another challenge, but it's also an opportunity for guys to play a little bit more, to play longer periods, to play through a mistake, to play in a little bit different role. And we do feel like these guys are a lot better than they were earlier this year. And so we're prepared to handle whatever comes at us.
That's Michigan's Dusty May there talking about who's going to be tasked with stepping up for this Wolverines team. A team that has had a lot of success both at home and on the road. 13-1 at home, 10-0 away from home. Of course, a loss on a neutral site to the Duke Blue Devils, but doesn't take away from the season that they've had. And Dusty May was asked, okay, so it's understandable to be perfect or near perfect at home, right? You expect to be perfect or near perfect at home. And the Wisconsin loss, it's not a bad loss by any means. Wisconsin's a good basketball team, but it certainly was one of the more surprising results because Michigan had been so dominant in the Big Ten. But doing what they've done on the road, going 10-0 so far, looking to go 11-0 with a win tonight in Iowa City. They've played up and down the Big Ten, just looking at their Big Ten road games, playing at Washington, playing at Oregon. They played at Michigan State. They've gone to Ohio State. They've gone to Purdue. They've gone to Illinois. And they've won those games, especially you look at Purdue, 91-80. They won at Illinois, 84-70. Blew out Ohio State, 82-61. Won at Michigan State convincingly, 83-71. So it's been... It's been a success on the road for this Michigan team, something that's not easy to do in the Big Ten. We've seen plenty of really good to great teams in the conference trip up on the road, but the Wolverines have not done that yet. And Dusty May had this to say about just how they've been able to play so well, both at home, which is understandable. It's important to protect your home court, but play so well and be close to being undefeated on the road if they can get the win tonight at Carver.
Yeah, we've had a great level of focus and togetherness. We found different things to rally around. I mean, I think what our guys, they play for stuff that's real. They love playing with each other. They love supporting each other. And coaches throw that word around a lot. But these guys really, I mean, they care for each other. Like, they, as people, as teammates, they care for each other's careers. There hasn't been one moment all year where we felt like there was any envy in our locker room. And when you have the discrepancy of salary, I mean, everybody knows what Yaxel makes, and everybody knows that no one else is in the same ballpark. I mean, that could be something that hurts your locker room. But you know, our guys, they've just been great, and I think that's a big part of our success, that they genuinely care about each other and playing the game with each other the right way. So I think that's the biggest reason we've been successful in the road.
That's Michigan's Dusty May there. One more clip from him. Of course, he shared his thoughts about the Hawkeyes in his news conference earlier this week. He's actually developed a pretty strong relationship with Ben McCollum. The two have talked before. Dusty May, and I think Ben McCollum shared this story before, you know, just how he reached out to Dusty May and they talked shop, but they've become pretty good friends. And of course, this week there's been no communication between the two. Hey, hope you have a good game. Maybe not on Thursday for either side, right? Dusty, like, hey, good luck, except for Thursday. McCollum saying, hey, same to you, buddy, here for this game tonight. But very complimentary Dusty May is, of course, of what Ben McCollum has done. You know, how far he's jumped, made the jump D2 to D1 last year at Drake, and then from Drake to the Big Ten. Same for Bennett Sturts. Dusty May sharing his thoughts on just his impressions of the Iowa point guard and just the program as a whole earlier this week in Ann Arbor.
Man, he's fun to watch. You talk about a guy that plays every possession on both sides of the ball, who can manipulate the game, can manipulate defense. He's special. You know, we've had our guards the last couple of years watching certain things that he does, and we've taken a few things that he does as an individual that we can learn from. And you know, it's been fun to watch them. They've had an odd season where they've really elevated their play against the top half teams, and then against some of the teams at the bottom. Probably the matchups had something to do with it, but they haven't played as well against those teams. So for them to be in the position they're in, I don't think they're competing for an NCAA tournament bid. I think they could lose their next three games and still be in. I would almost, you know, I'd certainly feel comfortable saying that. But they are playing for seeding. They're playing. It's not a microwave deal. We're like, they're trying to establish a championship level program. Like, we're in their way. I mean, at the end of the day, like, that's how we felt about it last year. Like, even when we were eliminated from contention, like, there were teams that we felt like these guys are in our way if we're going to compete for a regular season championship. So he's trying to do the same thing to build a sustainable, long-term championship level program. And he's on his way to doing that.
A little bit of a longer cut there from Dusty May, but I thought some good stuff, just his impressions of Ben McCollum, Bennett Sturts, and the Hawkeye program. His lips to Joe Lenardi's ears, or the selection committee's ears, right, if you're an Iowa fan. I think they could lose out and still get in the tournament bid, and that's Dusty May speaking. That's also me speaking. I think they're still pretty safely in the field, but being a 9 seed, I'm looking at Bracket Matrix, the top 9 seed according to Bracket Matrix. Joe Lenardi earlier today in his daily bracket update saying that Iowa is playing to avoid an 8-9 draw on Selection Sunday. So maybe Joe Lenardi, and I know Joe Lenardi's not the end-all be-all, he's not on the selection committee, but maybe Iowa's standing is a little bit higher in the eyes of the committee than most bracketologists are telling us. We'll see. There is a very good chance that they lose the next two. I'd be surprised if they did, but the way they've been playing lately, I understand why there's not a lot of confidence in them. Tonight, look, I'll tell you straight up, I think Michigan's going to win the basketball game. I think Michigan's far and away the better team here. Wouldn't be surprised. I saw, who was it on the text line, Ryan, saying it would be a very Iowa basketball thing to come off a loss to the worst team in the Big Ten and beat the best team in the Big Ten. I think Iowa can be competitive. This feels to me like almost like the second Purdue game, right? They're competitive for a bit, but Michigan's talent, Michigan's size is just too much. But that said, I think Iowa has something to prove here still, and they still need to find a way to win one of these final two. I think winning at Nebraska is a much, it's not an easier task, but a much more doable task. But certainly Nebraska is going to be motivated after getting the court stormed against them in Iowa City. So got to find a way to win. I agree with Dusty May. I think Iowa is still a tournament team, and I don't think they're anywhere close to the bubble. The bubble is very, very weak this year. They're still not even on the last four buys list on many of these bracketologist sheets, right? Brackets that are coming out. Joe Lenardi does not have Iowa on there at all. The closest Big Ten team in the last four buys is Ohio State. So they're playing their way up, right? Indiana's on the bubble right now. Iowa's got wins over both those teams, right? I think bigger concern is, can you get the double bye in the Big Ten tournament? I don't think the NCAA tournament is a question. I could be completely wrong, and losing, what, 3 games here? Michigan, Nebraska, first game of the Big Ten tournament, maybe creates a little sweat, little friction, little tenseness on Selection Sunday. But I would not be surprised if they played much better tonight Iowa does against Michigan than they did against Penn State. Wouldn't be surprised. That's who they've shown they are this year. Play down to the competition against the bad teams. That's how you get losses to Penn State, Maryland, and Minnesota. Play up to the better teams you face. Do I think they'll win? No. I think Michigan's the better team far and away. I think Michigan will win, but they're favored by 9.5. I think they end up winning this basketball game, but maybe it is closer than some might think. But I don't think an upset is in the cards tonight, personally. 319-366-1600-0983 saying, don't think it's an upset. Hawks aren't playing well right now, 2-4 over the last six. Could be finishing the season 2-6 if they don't find an upset. Yeah, Nebraska's much more doable, but it's not easy by any means for the Hawkeyes to win one of their final two games. I think, man, if they get Ohio State in the Big Ten men's basketball tournament, Buckeyes probably need that a little bit more to solidify a tournament bid. The bad taste of that loss at Carver might be still on their tongues for that first game, if it turns out that way in Chicago. I don't know how it's going to work out. Certainly will be interesting to see these games play out. But Hawkeyes and Wolverines tonight inside Carver Hawkeye Arena. 319-366-1600. Coaches' cuts throughout the football and basketball seasons, of course, brought to you by our friends at Network Computer Solutions. They offer full network and hardware support with no contracts. The missing piece of your IT puzzle. Check them out, NCSEI.com. 319-366-1600. We'll continue with our Power Hour coming up here in just a few moments. Going to switch our attention over to what else is happening in college basketball. Hear a little bit from Ben Jacobson and Bill Fenley. We got Arch Madness going on right now. Drake men's hoops in action. They are at the half in St. Louis. We'll get you an update there. Also look ahead to what's happening in the Big Ten and Big 12 women's basketball tournaments here tonight. Preview that and a whole lot more coming up here on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
Showers and thunderstorms will be moving into eastern Iowa later on tonight as temperatures fall back into the middle 40s. Thunderstorms will continue into the morning hours on Friday. We'll see a second round of storms, though, later on Friday evening. A few storms could be strong to severe with high temperatures reaching the upper 60s. Thunderstorms will continue into the early part of Friday night. We'll be dry by Saturday morning with clouds lingering around. More sunshine expected Saturday afternoon with temperatures in the 40s. And that was a check for your Weather First forecast. I'm meteorologist Kason Frere.
A wedding ring is eternal, but Siebke Hoyt's annual wedding band show and sale is 2 days only, this Saturday and Sunday. Save 15% off precious metal rings and 10% off alternative rings. And enter for a chance to win $500 off your purchase. See the gleaming selection from top designers including Crown Ring, Carlex, and Blue Royale. Don't miss the biggest wedding band show in the Cedar Rapids area this Saturday and Sunday, only at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, corner of Collins and First Avenue, where Cedar Rapids gets engaged, and their wedding bands.
Evan Cohen here. In life, as in sports, the pros make it look easy. That's why pro golfers like Jason Day, Ben Griffin, and Patton Kizzire trust the pros in lawn care. True Green. They have the experience and expertise to give you a lawn worthy of the PGA Tour. And since True Green does the work for you, you get more free time, or more tee times. So stop stressing over your lawn and start loving it. Sign up now at TrueGreen.com because nobody makes it easier to get a golf course quality lawn than True Green, the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour.
Empower. Ellie here is getting the sleeve she's always dreamed of. She worked with Empower and planned for her next move, so she got good at money. Now she can be a little bad. Oh, by the way, you spelled journey wrong. No worries. She can afford the cover-up, too. Ooh, check out my tat. It says, invest well, live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
Iowa. It's Shawn Johnson East, Olympic gold medalist, wife, and proud mother. I know it can sometimes feel like life is spinning in the opposite direction of those around us, like it's off balance. In those moments, it's easy to feel like you're alone, but you're never alone with 988. If you ever find yourself in an emotional crisis or thinking about suicide, there is hope. You can get free 24/7 confidential help from 988. Call, text, or chat 988 now.
A message from Iowa HHS.
Hands at 10-2, eyes on the road and ears on the radio. You're listening to Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
319-366-1600. Spencer on Sports Power Hour, hanging out till 5. Tonight we'll turn you over to the Cyclone Radio Network. Iowa State women's hoops tonight in the Big 12 tournament. They'll be taking the airwaves at 5 tonight. 5:30 tip-off. You can watch the game on ESPN+. 8582 in the text line saying Nebraska will be out for blood after Iowa tried to kill Fred Hoiberg. Nebraska's got motivation. You talk about a team that's not or hasn't been playing well down the stretch. The Huskers, I mean, the schedule's gotten tougher for them, right? But the Huskers, man, they were what, 22-0? Am I misremembering their record? It seems like so long ago they were undefeated, but as the schedule's gotten tougher, they're about 500, I think, since that point in the season, 25-5. Let's just pull up the Spencer Reads the Schedule live on the air. I should do my own music, do my own sound effects. I'm not that talented. I don't know if I'm talented at all. 20-0, yes, 20-0. They are 25-5, so they are 5-5 since starting the year 20-0, and they've played. And they beat Michigan State in that stretch. They beat Illinois. They beat Wisconsin. So not to trash on their schedule too much. They won at Indiana in that 20-0 start, but they played at Michigan, almost won that game. They hosted Illinois. They hosted Purdue, got down big, came back, and nearly won, but lost it overtime. Lost at Iowa. They won three in a row, then got blown up by UCLA the other night. And Mick Cronin still complained. Did you hear that? I didn't get a chance to clip the comment from Mick Cronin. You see, his team beat Nebraska by 20, all but sealing up a bid for them. And he's like, well, these kids were playing so late at night, these kids got to go to class in the morning. Which, I mean, I would disagree with him. The whole student-athlete thing is a ruse by now. We know that. But his team won by 20, and he's finding a reason to complain about something. It's like Mick Cronin is easily the most miserable human being, at least in the Big Ten coaching circles. Ugh, come on, man. But Nebraska's got motivation. They didn't like that. Didn't like having the court stormed on them. The whole Fred Hoiberg pacemaker thing. I don't know much about health stuff, right? I'm a sports radio host. I couldn't tell you any minute details about pacemakers, but when someone tells you that something affects their pacemaker and everybody's like, ha, what a joke. Like the guy should know, like he has one. Like, you can't just jump to conclusions that, he's lying. No, he's telling the truth. Cell phones, that the reasoning he gave for swatting the phone out of the fan's hand who got in his face after the win at Carver for Iowa was because cell phones could impact his pacemaker. Several sources, including himself, corroborated that information. And everybody on Twitter just, he's lying. Fred's lying. Like, how do you know he's lying? It's like, I would think he would know, right? 319-366-1600. I still think that is the most doable win for Iowa on Sunday. Will they win? I don't know. The way they're playing does not give me confidence, but it's the most doable game left in the regular season. I think they can win one in the Big Ten tournament. Then they get to play Michigan again if they're the 8 or the 9 seed. So yay for them, right? 319-366-1600. Let's continue on here on our Power Hour with
number two.
On our three big things, just kind of sticking with the college basketball theme, taking a look at what's happening elsewhere around the Midwest and around the country right now in Arch Madness down in St. Louis. Drake had an early lead. They are now trailing Southern Illinois. They are just underway in the second half in the opening game down in St. Louis. 33-27, the Salukis up on the Drake Bulldogs. 9 straight losses for Drake to end the regular season. So certainly looking to get back on the right track here. They would get a date with the number one team in the Missouri Valley, Belmont, tomorrow afternoon should they come back and win there. But lead at the half, for Southern Illinois, 33-29. Northern Iowa in action. UNI Panthers tonight, the sixth seed. The Panthers taking on Evansville tonight, 8:30 tip-off Central Time. Ben Jacobson talking about the matchup with the Aces here earlier this week, and had this to say about the third time around going up against Evansville. The previous two matchups were wins in convincing fashion during the regular season. Jacobson saying defense going to be a key tonight when they host, or they take on, I should say, not host. It's not at the McLeod Center. It's down in St. Louis. But when they take on Evansville for a third time, got to be good on the defensive end.
They can all make jump shots, so they get you spread out. You know, you got to guard a lot of the floor. They've got good size up front and good size, you know, at the point guard position. And our ability to stay in front of the ball and defend and see if we can do a better job, you know, than we did at times in our game at our place.
Evansville finishing the year 7-24. Coach Jake says they made progress toward the end of the season, despite being the last team in the MVC field, the 11 seed. Still got to watch out for them and got to bring your A game tonight.
It just feels like they've got a lot of confidence in each other. And they've got, you know, they've caught a lot of rhythm with what they're doing offensively. But I've been impressed with the confidence that they're playing with, and with the trust that they've got in each other right now.
Coach Ben Jacobson there. One last clip from him talking about the late tip-off time, 8:30 p.m. On a, Thursday evening. Not necessarily unusual in this day and age in college basketball, but still pretty late on a weeknight. We talked about yesterday when Kevin Lehman joined the show just how challenging it is to play in this first round of this tournament. Play at 8:30 at night. You play at 8:30 at night if you win tomorrow against Illinois State, and got to turn around for a 5 p.m. tip-off in the semifinals on Saturday. So a challenging path ahead, but the 8:30 tip-off time is not necessarily something the coach and the team are sweating going into tonight's game.
Yeah, late start, you know, that's different. But the road trip to Murray and Belmont, you know, the Murray game was 9 o'clock Central. Belmont was 8 o'clock Central. So, you know, about 3 weeks ago, we played about that same time. So I think that'll be fine.
UNI's Ben Jacobson there. Again, Drake and Southern Illinois in action now. Valpo and Indiana State is the middle game tonight, 6 p.m. Central there. And then UNI and Evansville tonight at 8:30 or thereabouts. Could be later, too, if the Valpo Indiana State game goes long. You could be looking at 8:40, 8:45. So it makes for a late evening, but that is March. That is conference tournament season for you. Regardless of where you're at. Belmont and the Southern Illinois Drake winner will lead off tomorrow's action at noon. Murray State and UIC at 2:30. Bradley, the two seed, against either Valpo or Indiana State tomorrow night at 6. And then Illinois State and likely UNI, but could be Evansville if the upset is pulled. That is the 8:30 tip-off on Friday evening. 319-366-1600. On the women's side, happening earlier today, Big Ten Network is in the in-between coverage right now, looking up at everyone's favorite analyst, especially here in the state of Iowa, Shimmy Miller, talking on this set. I will just leave it at that. You know why, if you're an Iowa fan, a Caitlin Clark fan, why Shimmy Miller is not necessarily a name that's said with a lot of fondness in the heart, but I'll leave it at that. Chalky day today at the Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament. They are talking about the Hawkeyes, for what it's worth. Shimmy is talking about the Hawkeyes on the Big Ten Network here in the studio. Chalky day in Indy today. Washington, the 8 seed, beating USC, winning 76-64. So the Huskies get to battle top seed UCLA in the first game of the day tomorrow. Lauren Betts and the Bruins opening up their Big Ten tournament run. With Washington, Ohio State knocking out Indiana. Indiana had that huge comeback against Nebraska yesterday. Ohio State just too much today, 83-59. So it's the Buckeyes taking on the Minnesota Golden Gophers in the quarterfinals tomorrow afternoon. Michigan State and Illinois is coming up at 5:30 tonight on the Big Ten Network. The winner of that game gets the second-seeded Hawkeyes tomorrow at 5:30. And then your nightcap tonight is Maryland and Oregon. Winner of that gets to face off with Michigan coming up tomorrow in the quarterfinals. So Iowa will know their opponent, rematch against Michigan State if the seeds hold likely, but would not be surprised if we saw Illinois again for the second time in a week match up with the Hawkeyes. That would be a good game, would be a different game, especially if Hannah Stuhlke can't play. We heard from Jan Jensen yesterday on the show her update and her concerns about how Stuhlke's rehab is progressing. Maybe not progressing as fast as they like, but we'll see what happens with that. But sure, a lot of Iowa fans will be tuned in to that tonight, Michigan State and Illinois at 5:30 from Indianapolis. And then the Big 12 women's basketball tournament tonight. Let's get you a quick update with that. I know there was a game happening this afternoon, a BYU-Utah rivalry matchup in the Big 12 women's tournament, and BYU a winner, the 9 seed, upsetting the 8 seed. So BYU a winner over Utah, 70-52. Upset earlier today as well, the number 5 seed in the Big 12 women's tournament, getting knocked out by Kansas State. So the 12 seed is on to the quarterfinals in the Big 12 women's tournament. K-State rallying from down 21 to beat Texas Tech. So K-State a winner, 58-51. BYU a winner, 70-52. Iowa State, Arizona State coming up in about 45 minutes. And then the nightcap in Kansas City is Kansas and Colorado. That's at 8 on ESPN+. Have you seen this court, the glass court, the LED court? I mean, it's cool that all the effects they can do on it. But they installed this new glass court to play on at the Big 12 tournaments. And apparently it's tough to get traction on for some of the players. I saw another post that on X that the court is apparently not waterproof. So they can't like serve drinks at the courtside seats in Kansas City. It's like they did all this stuff and they want to make it look cool. And I think that's fine, but you know, project the logos and all the different stuff on the court, sponsor graphics and whatever. But players can't really run on the court. Some are reporting that. I don't know. It's been mixed reviews, to say the very, very least, with that. But the Big 12 tournament must go on. Glass court working properly or not with that here this evening. Here is a little bit from Bill Fenley. You'll hear much more from him coming up just past top of the hour when we send you to the Cyclone Network pregame show here ahead of the game against Arizona State. But one thought from Bill Fenley, saying elevated sense of urgency for sure for his team and everybody in Kansas City.
We're at a point now where as soon as you lose here, you go home, and you get in the postseason, as soon as you lose, you're done. So it's like the finality of it, I think that sense of urgency needs to be there. Really good players, really good teams understand that in March. There's another level of commitment to everything.
Iowa State still projected into the tournament field as a number 9 seed. Their opponent tonight needing some help. Arizona State, they are one of the first 4 out, according to Charlie Cream of ESPN.com. So they certainly carry a lot of motivation for tonight's game. That is for sure. And beating Iowa State tonight, not sure it puts them directly in the field, but certainly helps their cause. So you have to imagine that the Sun Devils will be ready to go for the game tonight, which is coming up here in just under 45 minutes or so. Again, pregame show starts at the top of the hour, about 12 minutes away here on 1600 ESPN. 319-366-1600. One last big thing to get to. Going to wrap up the show. A little NFL talk. DJ Moore, no longer a Bear. If you're a Bears fan, how do you feel about that? 319-366-1600. We'll talk about that, wrap up the show next here on a Power Hour edition of Spencer on Sports.
Don't leave $500 on the table. Fill out your college basketball bracket now at kgymradio.com for your chance to win a cool $500 in the Hertzien and Stocker Jewelers 1600 ESPN Bracket Challenge. Use your skills and maybe a little luck to fill out the winningest bracket. Get all the details and fill out your bracket now at kgymradio.com. Presented by Hertzien and Stocker Jewelers in downtown Iowa City. Stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there. The search for your favorite local catering ends at Emil's Hideaway. Delicious food that even the picky people will like? That's what Emil's Hideaway delivers for your wedding, graduation party, corporate, or other big event. See the catering menu now at emilshideaway.com.
It's your boy, Bert Kreischer, the machine.
Ooh, I'm back, baby.
I will see you on the Permission to Party World Tour
with the Alliant Energy Powerhouse, March 15th.
Don't let them forget who you are and what you do.
Get your tickets at BertBertBert.com. I'll see you there.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Wendy here. If you're looking to add a star player to your financial roster, you should take a look at SoFi's personal loans. SoFi's got some amazing moves that would be a valued addition to any team, like low fixed rates when you consolidate your debt, no fees required, and as soon as same day funding. View your rate at SoFi.com/roster to get started. Loans originated by SoFi Bank, N.A. member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply at SoFi.com/roster. NMLS 696891.
Want consistent color for every job? Milo's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mistings. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same day delivery.
This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
319-366-1600. The Power Hour winding to a close here for a Thursday. Good. 1 hour today. Iowa State pregame starts in just under 9 minutes. Before I forget, let's get you one last chance to win a pair of tickets to see stand-up comedian Bert Kreischer, his Permission to Party World Tour, giving you the permission to party in Cedar Rapids on March 15th at the Alliant Energy Powerhouse, 7 o'clock in the p.m. If you'd like to go, text the word party, P-A-R-T-Y, party, to 319-366-1600 for a chance to win. Put you in the drawing. We'll draw actually two names out of the pot for the giveaway since I will not be here tomorrow. So text now if you want a chance to win. Party, P-A-R-T-Y, the word of the day, the word of the week. Text it to 319-366-1600 for a chance at a pair of tickets to see Bert Kreischer in Cedar Rapids on the 15th of this month. That is Selection Sunday. So you get your bracket. Right? Get it all printed out and then go see Bert Kreischer if you're a lucky winner. If you want tickets, more info about the show, creventslive.com, the place to go. Good luck from us here at 1600 ESPN. Last big thing.
Number three.
On our Power Hour of the show, DJ Moore, no longer a Chicago Bear. The Buffalo Bills trading for DJ Moore earlier today. ESPN's Adam Schefter first to drop the news. The Bills trading a second-round pick to Chicago in exchange for Moore and a 2026 fifth-round selection. The Bills are going to be guaranteeing $15.5 million of his $23.5 million base salary. His base salary in 2026 is fully guaranteed, and his base salary for 2027 also becomes guaranteed next week. Of course, the new league year starts on Wednesday. Well, it's that time where these trades start to get announced, but they can't get processed. But certainly an interesting move. The Bears moving on from DJ Moore. The Bills certainly needing a top receiver. We've talked about and we've heard about all what's going on with Keon Coleman. Who's their number one guy, right? They could use a guy like DJ Moore to certainly get the pressure off of Josh Allen. And that's something I should say that Jason McCourty from ESPN said earlier today on Get Up, just the reason why this makes sense for Buffalo to do.
What I like about the trade and where DJ Moore fits in is he's a guy that can, yes, get down the field and make plays, but he's also a guy that has catch and run ability. So when you look at Josh Allen and Joe Brady in this offense and what they like to do, DJ Moore gives them another weapon on the outside. What that also does is it takes more pressure off of Josh Allen, where I felt like later on in the season, we saw that version of him feeling like he had to do so much. Getting a guy like DJ Moore with Shakir, he's another guy that does that well. That allows that part of it. We knew Brandon Bean was going to have to do something this offseason at the wide receiver position. to Stephen A's point, I don't think this is the same as an A.J. Brown type of guy on the outside, but I think D.J. Moore walks in instantly the best wide receiver in their room and somebody that can help them on offense.
ESPN's Jason McCourty earlier today. Here's Peter Schrager from the Mothership as well. Speaking of things from the Bears side, a multifaceted kind of thought process here from Peter Schrager, but you'll hear him say, who is the receiver that needs to step up now for the Bears? There's a pretty clear answer, according to Peter Schrager.
DJ Moore was a great Chicago Bear, and he was only there for a little bit, but only missed 7 games, had that big walk-off touchdown against the Packers. And of course, everyone looks at the miscommunication or the last play of that Rams game and says, well, that's how it ended. That's unfortunate. But they move on from him. And with Drew Dalman yesterday surprising us with a retirement news, suddenly they have a bunch of cap space. So two thoughts for me. One, they could be in the game for a Max Crosby if that was to come to be. Two, they could be in the game for another big free agent pass rusher. And then three, Roma Dunze, it's time to step up and be that guy. I mean, we know that they obviously have other offensive weapons, and we liked what we saw from Loveland at the end of the season. But now Roma Dunze becomes really the guy that you have to focus on and say, okay, if this, you know, Bears offense is going to keep it going, Dunze needs to make that giant leap in year three.
ESPN's Peter Schrager saying it's Rome Dunze who's going to have to be the key guy to replace DJ Moore. And the production lost there with his trade to Buffalo. Moore reuniting with Joe Brady, the new head coach in Buffalo. Brady was the OC in Carolina when DJ Moore was in Carolina. Had two really good seasons with the Panthers under Brady's time as the OC there. With Carolina, and now back to his tutelage as the head coach in Buffalo. Certainly will be interesting to see that pairing, but I think it will go well for Josh Allen, that's for sure. The other big news in the NFL, Patriots getting rid of Stephon Diggs. They're going to release him at the start of the new league year next week, Wednesday. That's another piece of NFL news. Here to wrap up the program. 319-366-1600. That is the Power Hour for today. Thanks for joining the program, as always. If you missed the Power Hour, we'll get it up in podcast form here shortly at kgymradio.com. But again, to repeat, in case you missed me talking about it a couple times this week, I am off tomorrow. So you'll get Freddie and Harry from ESPN Radio, an extra hour of the guys from 4 till 5. If the Cyclone women win tonight, you'll get Iowa State basketball tomorrow at 5 with the pregame 5:30 tip-off. If they lose, it's Freddie and Harry straight through till 6 o'clock, and I will be back with you for sure on Monday for a full show. Going to get everything all lined up for Monday, a big week with the Big 10 and Big 12 men's basketball tournament starting up. We'll preview those, and it's championship week leading into Selection Sunday. So lots to talk about on Monday's show when we are back here again. But until Monday, have a great weekend. Have a great Friday. Supposed to be nice temperatures tomorrow, but maybe some showers and storms. Not ideal, but I see upper 60s tomorrow. We still have the heat on at home, so I might be turning that off tonight when I get home, that's for sure. Or at least tomorrow during the day when the warmer temperatures are here. But no show tomorrow, like I said. Just kind of in flux with what happens with college basketball coverage on our airwaves. But we will have, of course, Freddie and Harry in the place tomorrow, and then back with a full show, a full week of shows coming up on Monday. Again, Iowa State pregame show starts here in about 90 seconds. I'll talk to you again Monday at 4 on 1600 ESPN.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared.